And welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from the waterfall capital of the world. It is amazing here. You guys gotta come check it out. Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And I would love to first of all thank Patrick Bernard for that incredible, beautiful music that you just heard, the Radha Govinda. This is from his album Chakra Celebration, and you can find out more about his music at patrickbernard.com. We are so beyond ecstatic to have you guys join us today for this yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour where we're going to be enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness while expanding the collective consciousness with all the amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you all to be the masterpiece you were created to be. Now, we have an incredible, fantastic lineup, wild card, multi-dimensional, multi-layered show for you. This is definitely one of those Stargate shows where we definitely plan it moment to moment. So this is definitely going to spark your creativity, infuse you all with infinite possibilities as we ignite your souls and help you to awaken that magical divine child. So let's all dare you to risk living in divine orgasmic cosmic ecstasy. So as we were saying, we welcome you so much to this incredible show. And we want to just also let you know that this show was brought to you by www.spiritualquestjourneys.com. When you invest in spiritual travel, you always come back richer. And also by www.melissasallo.com, where don't you and your pet deserve the best? Melissa harnesses the nourishing power of organic aloe vera, and for you and for your pet. And it's also brought to you by myself, charlottesivak.com, where you can come and find out more about our services that we offer, including soul readings, medical intuition, psychic readings, holographic journeys, energy medicine healing. So please visit all these amazing sites and drop us an email and we can set up a time for a session. So, and we also have a few amazing quick announcements as well too, where Spiritual Quest Journeys and myself are teaming up and bringing you two incredible trips. We have Sedona, Arizona, Beyond the Vortex for February 11th to the 18th, 2014. And we also have the Mystical Divine Alchemy and Magic in Egypt that's going to be happening from April 30th to May 13th as well. And we also have a very exciting, this is going to be our fifth year that we're doing this, New Year's Eve event, which is going to be the Holographic Journey to the Sphinx. So there's some really incredible lineups coming up. Please visit us at spiritualquestjourneys.com or charlottesivak.com to get more information on these amazing journeys, and also too, because they were the amazing people that brought you this show. So today we have, I don't even know how to say how incredible this is, because we have four different continents, four different countries that are uniting together. You know when they say that it's a global village? Well, today this show proves it. We have, of course, the lovely Pita Panos, who's going to be joining us from Norway, who is our travel guru. She's always giving us a spotlight on some fabulous destination. I can't wait to hear about the spot she's going to be talking about today. And she's going to give you so much more information, you know, related to what happens or what kind of spots you can get to that are sacred across the planet, and also helping you to see, you know, different types of vortexes and exploring some of the magical aspects that are all there. And our lovely guest, Tanishka, who is joining us all the way from Australia. It's incredible to have her on. How we managed to get all these time zones together, I have no idea. But I'm very grateful to the time zone gods for helping us with that, because I've always had issues with the time zones. And I'd love to let you know a little bit more about Tanishka before we bring her on to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. She is incredible. I actually was doing a lot of research when this show came on the air, which was about 3 years ago, and seeing, you know, who would be a great guest and what people are doing out in the world. And she's one of those people that I came across at that time and was just blown away by the work that she does. She is so multi-layered and such a deep soul. You guys are just going to love her. She has a Facebook page, which is called The Moon Woman, that is over 100,000 followers. She is also the author of The Inner Goddess Makeover. I have the book. It is fantastic. And Creating Sacred Union Within. She has also taught tantric teachings and practices for the past 20 years as the director of the Star of Ishtar Mystery School in Melbourne, Australia. She is also the creator of Operation Red Tent, a global not-for-profit project to reclaim the tradition of the Moon Lodge, and has trained over 100 women to create Red Tent Women's Circles in 14 countries. She has also created a global event to mark the 13-13-13, a day of Kundalini awakening to rise the awareness of our power in transforming by aligning with the natural cycles. We are so going to be asking her about that, because that is such an incredible timeline and stargate that we're passing through. She is also a popular keynote speaker at Australian Goddess Conferences, Seven Sisters Festivals, Melbourne Mind, Body, Spirit Festivals, and writes for various national magazines. You definitely want to sign up for her newsletter, because she writes the most amazing, her words just literally jump off the page when it relates to, especially with the new moon. These are just amazing notices that you have to get. So you'll have to visit her on her website at starofishtar.com. And in 2014, she will also be launching her second book, which is in her Sacred Union Trilogy, Creating Sacred Union and Partnerships, along with online interactive courses for couples. So if you want to find out more about her, please visit starofishtar.com or check her out on Facebook at the Moon Woman page. Tanishka, we are really honored to welcome you onto the show and to really have somebody that really embodies what it means, what goddess alchemy and divine magic means. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for creating this forum and asking me to come on. I'm titillated.
It was, yeah. Actually, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless, because, which is very hard to happen for me anyway, but it is so amazing to bring someone like yourself onto the show who really embodies this kind of work and is really stepping in through with your soul visibility to really just anchor this amazing information. There is so many things that we really wish to cover with you, because you do so much. And I don't even know where to start with you, but I was thinking we definitely need to focus a little bit on the 13-13-13. But you know what, even before we get to that, how did this all begin for you? Maybe like that defining moment or that part that really sparked that ignition within you to step onto this trail. How did it begin?
I think, like many people, in a state of abject misery, where you're so humbled by the crap that you've managed to create in your own life that you sing out to the universe and say, okay, I invite you in to help me do it in a more graceful way. And, you know, more and more people are getting to that critical tipping point right now, you know, especially since the shift last year. But for me, it happened in 1996. And a lot of light workers that are stepping into leadership positions on a global level shifted at that pivotal time. And for me, it played out with me getting down on my knees and saying to the universe, okay, if you want me to be a woman, send me some role models with a few colorful expletives. And within 2 weeks, my life fell apart, and I ended up doing a sabbatical, a vision quest in a little hut on top of an underground lake, which was just ideal for downloading and channeling information. And I stayed holed up in that little hut without any, I had electricity, but I didn't have you know, even a clock or radio or television or internet access. And so when it's just yourself in nature, your natural self is evoked. And so I got to have to really just focus on my relationship with the cosmos. And as a result of that, life-changing experience. I walked out of that hut a more integrated being, somebody who wasn't just operating from the persona, from the conditioning that I'd received, but I'd, anchored the true self within me consciously. So my journey has been to helping others do that ever since. Yeah.
That is so incredible. And with all the writing that you do, how did that come to being? Did you find yourself being, I was going to say, not overpowered, but just over brought, you know, I'm actually hearing the words of holy desire of that coming through for you to write, because you clearly are channeling, because the way you write is so beautiful.
Thank you.
How did that begin for you?
Look, I've always enjoyed writing. However, you know, as soon as it becomes about service, as soon as it becomes about a sacred intent to be of use, to be the hands and the mouth of the divine plan in service to the greater good, that's when you start tapping, you know, the mind of God, the collective consciousness, you know, call it the Akashic Records, whatever. But again, was a turning point for me in 96. And so I just started bringing through the teachings through the written word. You know, I'm somebody that by writing, I anchor it, you know. So it just flows through me to the point where it's hard sometimes to keep up with the pen or with my hands if I'm typing. And I'm grateful that I get to learn through this. You know, I've had, particularly in writing the Sacred Union Trilogy, where I worked with Mari the Magdalene and Yeshua as one emanation of the holy couple, but I would literally get awoken before dawn in that sort of 4 to 6 a.m. soul period time with downloads and be moved to tears and be just in such a state of gratitude that I was the vessel through which, you know, those teachings were coming through. And I'm not in any way the only vessel. There's so many scribes working on the planet at the moment, bringing through truth in many different frequencies so that everybody has access at this time.
That is incredible. I just want to bring to mention, I read your book, the Goddess Inner Goddess Makeover, and what really blew my mind was that root chakra area when you were speaking about the differences between Lilith and Eve. And that story is something that so needs to be told at this time. And I'd heard bits of it around, you know, through communities and all the things that we have that are around. But when I read that, the way you wrote it was so utterly mind-blowing that it absolutely changed my perception. And I encourage all of the listeners who are listening into yours, please, this is definitely something you want to take a look at, because it is just so incredible how your perception shifts from it. Can we take a look at that for a few minutes and bring some of that up so that our listeners can hear a little bit more about it?
Yes, absolutely. Look, you know, I mean, we're living in or through Year of the Serpent as we speak, and tomorrow is the first day of the 13th month, Ophicus, the winged serpent. So it's absolutely perfect timing. You should ask me to speak about this. For those listeners who haven't heard of Lilith, she is an aspect within all of us. She's the feminine archetype or part of the feminine psyche within all of us, regardless of whether our physical gender is male or female, because we're all masculine and feminine energy. But she is the aspect that governs the base chakra. Pan is the masculine counterpart. And Lilith, as an aspect, has been suppressed, denied, shamed, rejected, demonized, scapegoated for a few thousand years. And when we reconnect with this potent primal feminine life force, we activate the Kundalini, which is that inner serpent of light, which lies coiled 2.5 times dormant in our base chakra energy. And so by knowing her story, okay, all change happens from a thought, and then it permeates outwards through our words, through our actions. So when we reclaim the original stories, the blueprint, the template for our multidimensional soul's expression, we activate the Kundalini up from the base, up through those 7 major energy centers known as in Sanskrit as chakras, wheels of light. So it is pivotal that people reclaim the expression of their primal wild woman. Now, if people are not doing this unconsciously, they are disconnected from their authentic self. In other words, Lilith is the part of us that says, hey, I don't like that, or that frustrates me, or honey, we need to talk. And so she can be marginalized as a difficult woman, you know. In fact, little girls are conditioned from a very early age not to throw tantrums, not to be angry. It's okay to cry, but not to fire up. And when women can voice those 3 words, I feel frustrated, then they have the opportunity to acknowledge what needs to change, because basically the red base chakra energy is like a red warning light that's going off saying, honey, you need to look at this. Something needs to change. And if the conditioning is to suppress that urge because we don't want to feel angry, we don't want to rock the boat, we don't want to say things that are going to potentially have us ostracized or rejected, we then swallow our power. We don't make the changes that are needed for us to live an empowered and authentic life. I don't know if you want me to speak more about that or not. But,
no, yeah. Please, because it is something that is so needed to be heard. And also, I love how you said about the red warning light. That is so true. How many people are conditioned to not express their anger? And I've been finding, too, in the last 2 weeks or so, a lot of this has been really coming up within private sessions, where the hidden suffering and silence and the swallowing of anger or frustration has been coming out. And people are in such need to be able to express themselves. So please, because it also really seems to tie in, especially with the 13-13-13.
Absolutely.
And you have an amazing video, too, that you did with that, too. So we should let people know about that.
Oh, yeah. On YouTube, it's called The Significance of 13-13-13. And there's also an article on that. If people go to my Moon Woman page on Facebook and click on events, they'll see there's a Global Day of Awakening. And on that page, there are links to both the article, which explains the significance of this date and how we arrive at that date, as well as a link to me speaking about it on YouTube. But it's interesting. I chose to wear red today, not even consciously, but you know, that we're going to focus on the awakening of that inner serpent by acknowledging our need to speak the truth and to feel that urge to change. And, you know, with the color red, in terms of, you know, the new languages that we're going to be operating out of, less out of words, more out of light, color, sound. When we wear the color red and breathe it in, we energize ourselves. And so many people are walking around tired. They're being powered by coffee because they're not living their truth. They're not living their authentic thoughts, words, actions, feelings. So, you know, for people just to really befriend their base chakra by, you know, risking being perhaps, you know, socially unacceptable, you know, or saying that which is considered too much information, trusting that the truth will set everybody free.
You know how they say boring or natural or normal isn't brilliant. So oh, lovely. That mold.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when people are trying to be normal, what that means is it's homogenized. There's nothing expressive about that. And when people shut down their base chakra because they're afraid of being rejected if they dare express their truth, they end up shutting down their passion. Because if you're not expressing your anger, then anger and passion are two sides of the one coin. And that's I'm running a retreat as a journey up the chakras starting this Wednesday. And part of that journey is to befriend the shadow at the seven gates, the seven chakras. In other words, go in and dance with our anger so that then we can live our passion and so forth going up the chakras, you know, at the sacral. Unless we can embrace our pain, our sadness, we can't dance in joy and so on. So it's about really loving our duality within us so that we can outwardly embrace oneness, because we're not in a state of judging others for our disowned shadow.
Amazing. Please tell us a little bit more about the courses and the retreats. You have some online courses too that that you run. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got for women starting on the 30th of January a course for women to understand the effect that the lunar cycle, that the moon which rules the feminine, has on them, and how to live more in attunement with that for emotional balance. Because when you consider we are 70% water in our bodies, and the moon has the power to pull the tides of the ocean, you know, we understand how much the phases of the moon and the fact the moon changes sign every 2.5 days and how that affects us emotionally, which is why women are so A, moody, and B, changing outfits so many times. So, you know, it's very validating for women to finally have this information, which should have been your birthright and would have been in a traditional culture from the time you started cycling with the moon. In other words, when you started menstruating, when you received your first moon dew. So for women wanting to do that course, it's a 6-week course, which takes most women an average of 4 months. So there's no timeline. Women can take as long as they like to do it, and it's good that it takes people longer, I think, because then you really integrate the information, and it's big. It's, you know, it really shifts how you see yourself as a woman. So
overwhelmed lately too. It's amazing how you don't put that deadline on.
Yeah. Oh God, there's too many deadlines in our life, I think, you know. We need to open up more time for integration, for the yin, for the feminine, and for being. Life gets in the way, and it's meant to, because it changes us so we're more open to really receive the next bit of info. So once you sign up for the course, you have indefinite access, and it includes videos, it includes articles. I think there's over 25 videos, 25 articles, and audio MP3s, as well as an online chat forum with women all around the world that are doing this simultaneously. So, and ongoing free promotion of your events via our online directory. So, that's for women wanting to attune to their moon cycle, and also, it's optional if women want to start then running their own moon lodge, their own red tent circles, be it as a private monthly practice with their favorite girlfriends, or as a great way of initiating their daughters and granddaughters into that circle of support, which is particularly important for girls in their teenage and 20 years when they're making their biggest mistakes, to have a circle of mentors around them other than their mother, who they're trying to individuate from. And is also equally open for women to then run public red tent circles, and for that to be an empowering income stream for women where they can do them from home, and it works well with those that are mums and grandmas, that they can fit it in cyclically into their lifestyle. For the brothers, there's an equivalent course starting January 30 for men to empower their masculine sense of self by understanding and attuning to the sun and the solar cycle and understanding how that affects their psyche. For instance, you know, the middle of winter is the hardest time for men. It's when they're most prone to depression, to getting the flu, because this is like their annual period. The winter solstice is, you know, their death cycle, whereas women have that once a month. So, understanding is power. So for men wanting to feel proud of their masculinity, you know, men have been shamed, especially since the 1960s when we had, you know, feminism as a very political movement, and it needed to be for the times. But as a result, a lot of men have felt sort of metaphorically kicked in the nuts. So, you know, I for one am very happy to see this beautiful flowering men's movement that's happening all over the planet, and the online course for men empowers men to gather once a month in brotherhood lodges when the sun moves into a new sign and consciously understand the lessons that they're embracing each month so they can support each other to step up into greater empowerment, into heart-centered living, into kingship once a month. So, they're the two online courses I've got happening right now. But there's another one for couples starting in March. And that one is to reconnect couples soul to soul at the Seven Gates, and give couples really practical, fun, simple ways to unveil their inner god and goddess for each other. You know, there's date nights for the god and goddess at each of the chakras, and both at new moon and full moon, and how to, you know, bring Tantra in a way that is not about, you know, discipline and breathing exercises, you know, but it brings the fun back so that couples can really enjoy each other again. And it's not just about, you know, taking out the rubbish and the kids' orthodontic bills.
It's amazing the way you describe it. And for anyone listening who would like to know more information about this, please visit Tanishka at starofishtar.com for more information, and also to sign up for her free newsletter. And it's and then you have other things that, of course, that you would show from there that you can get involved with. Wow. What do you do with your free time? Do you have any free time? What do you like to do in your free time? That's probably sleep.
Well,
but.
Yeah, look, I do what I love for a living, do you know? So, and I can't imagine not, to be honest. I'm passionate about people living their purpose. So I love what I do. And, yes, I do have time where I'm not working. I love spending that with, you know, my partner and my daughter, and cooking, eating, my friends, you know, just the regular things that we do. It's basically connection and community. That's what makes me happy. Yeah.
Amazing. It's so incredible, everything that you're bringing across. I am just wondering if we do look like we have a little bit of time, if you would be open to doing a little meditation or a quick little guiding us through a little journey, and what comes to your mind that you feel is the most needed at this time, just so that our listeners also can get a little more taste of all the incredible offerings that you have.
Sure, no worries. We can't rustle up background music, perchance.
You know, I can try something here, but I can start you off and get you into the mood.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, look, I'm happy to jump right in. For me, I love working with sound. It's the fastest way to shift frequency. So, if it's possible, that'd be fabulous. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. So
I'll get
closing.
Started.
Yeah, go. Sorry?
Let's just take a deep breath, get into a comfortable position. And taking a deep clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, we invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. And allowing yourself to sit into a receiving position, we call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels and the Elohim. We also invoke our mighty I Am presence and invite all of our soul extensions, our monad, should they wish to join us in this conscious evolution awakening. And as you take this deep clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, bring your focus and awareness for the ladies to your second chakra and for the gentlemen listening in to your first, and visualize a tube of light, the width of your body going into the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. And feeling yourself completely surrendering and releasing, aligning with the energies, the vibrant, beautiful energies, as we awaken the earth kundalini and the earth chakras to flow this magnificent energy upwards through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine. Feel this revitalizing energy flowing up and awakening all of your organs and tissues. All the subatomic particles, molecules, and blood. As you feel yourself coming into an even deeper stillness, feeling yourself ever more present and anchored, begin to visualize the sun that is above you. And feel the cosmic kundalini energies, the beautiful gold and white light as it flows downwards in through your crown, flooding your pituitary and your pineal glands. As it flows downwards to meet in the center of your soul, blending, merging, and synthesizing the cosmic and earth divine currents of illumination and kundalini, and feeling the vibration and the wave of energy as it washes over you, expanding and opening up your heart center to welcome and open you up into receiving these light codes of illumination. We invite our soul sister, Tanishka, to come forward and to carry us on from this moment.
Thank you for that gift. Okay, so just taking the awareness now into the base chakra, into that beautiful red, warm, glowing orb located at the base of the spine, and that energy permeating into the genitals, into the anus. You can snigger if you need to. And just feeling that spiraling going simultaneously in both directions, awakening the twin serpents at the first gate, and allowing that spin to get faster and faster so that it's throwing off any debris, so that the wheels of light are becoming clearer, brighter, stronger, as the energy now rises into the second gate, into the belly, into that beautiful glowing orb of orange warm light. And both alternate their spin now. The electric serpents of light spiraling in the sacral. And increasing the spin rate, throwing off any dross, any grey energy, becoming clearer, brighter, stronger as they move now into the solar plexus, rising up into that yellow golden gate of energy located between the belly and the heart, along the spine, along the central nervous cord, and feeling this beautiful yellow light, this inner sun glowing as the serpents spiral in the alternating directions now, their spin rate becoming more intense, more rapid, throwing off any old energies, any dross, recalibrating, becoming clearer, lighter, and stronger. The serpents now rising into the heart, changing their direction, spiraling faster and faster, this beautiful apple green light calming, glowing, and throwing off any old grey brown energies as they spin in union, opening the heart center, opening that green light so it floods the cells, centering and balancing you, attuning the one heart to the one heart of Gaia, our mother, to the one heart of brother, sister, to the one world soul heart, pulsating the love that is our collective essence, the creative heartbeat of all that is. Feeling the connection to every living entity in the matrix of divine creation. Allowing those beautiful electric serpents of light now to rise up into the throat, spiraling in the opposite directions, a beautiful electric blue, intensifying the spin rate, throwing off any debris, any brown-grey energies, opening the throat so you may speak your truth with compassion. Allowing the energies now, those inner serpents, to rise into the brow chakra, into the third eye located just behind the forehead, turning a deep indigo, a bluish purple, alternating the spin, intensifying the spin rate, throwing off any debris, opening those subtle senses, your clear inner seeing, your clear inner knowing, your clear inner sensing, your clear inner hearing, turning on those subtle senses. As the inner serpents rise up to the crown, opening that beautiful thousand-petaled lotus at the top of the head, bowing in union, intertwining at all seven gates, spinning that beautiful holographic white light that refracts the colors of every color of the chakras, activating the rainbow bridge, spiraling up out of the crown and down either side of the body, creating a beautiful luminous rainbow auric field of protection, the torus, and breathing it in up through the base, up through the chakras, activating the rainbow bridge three times, feeling it emerge up out of the crown, then cooling down either side of the body, re-entering in through the base, breathing up that cone of fire, and again out of the crown, showering beautiful, ecstatic, divine embodiment of all that you are in physical form, in your physical temple, and just bringing the energies now to reside in the heart, the place of balance and centeredness within all seven gates. And just seeing a beautiful green infinity sign in the heart, balancing left brain, right brain function, feminine, masculine, receptive and active poles within your energy field. Welcome home. Thank you.
Thank you. And we now call our mighty I Am Presence to spin the inner Merkaba to the right and the outer Merkaba to the left, helping to stabilize and solidify all the energies that we have called forth and anchored. And we also ask for a request to transfer all these heavenly energies into the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers consciously seeking ascension at this time. Bringing yourself back in with the cosmic grounding, begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, and waking yourself back up again in the ever-present eternal now.
And so it is. Thank you.
Thank you. I love how you said, and welcome home. We are so grateful to have you with us here, Tanishka.
And likewise. Thank you. That was a beautiful intent and so powerful that you don't just go into social space, but that you utilize the opportunity for this link up for doing something deeper. Thank you for that.
Thank you for being so open to just let's do this.
Yeah.
And running right in there. That's fantastic. That's the part about being enlightened too. You joke around a little more. And again, this is Tanishka with us. You can find out more about her at starofishtar.com or also to visit her Facebook page, which The Moon Woman. And you'll be receiving some really incredible information on the moon cycles every single day. It's just really incredible. And you have so many amazing retreats and courses coming up. Thank you so, so much. And would you be willing to, or have a few minutes to stay with us while we bring on our fabulous travel guru?
I would love to.
Oh, that'd be amazing. We have Peter Panos joining us all the way from Norway. And just tell us about this fabulous new destination that you've got. She is the founder and the owner also, too, of spiritualquestjourneys.com. So, Peter, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Charlotte. And thank you, Tanishka, both of you, for that awesome meditation. It was fantastic. I'm very happy that I've got my feet, my bare feet, on an earthing mat. Otherwise, I'd probably be so cosmic right now, I wouldn't be able to actually tell you about my fabulous destination.
So what site are you showcasing us today?
Well, today we're going to put the spotlight on Zambia, which is in Southern Africa, so it's close to my home playground, and in particular, the South Luangwa National Park. Now, this is, if you know where Zambia is in Southern Africa, the capital is Lusaka, and northeast of Lusaka, on the right-hand side of the country, is this beautiful reserve, the South Luangwa National Park. And we have a journey coming up in May next year, which is a combination yoga, meditation, and walking safari, which is very different, very unique, and kind of brings in so many different aspects. The South Luangwa is actually where the walking safaris were first pioneered, and it's actually one of the few areas in Southern Africa that you are able to walk in the bush. Now, obviously, for people that are a little bit nervous, even though you're with a very, very qualified and highly trained guide who is armed, of course, you don't need to walk. You can enjoy the game viewing from game drives as well. So entirely up to you, but so worthwhile when you're touching the real Africa on foot. It makes such a difference. Zambia as a country is kind of close to my heart, as my dad actually started off. He founded and owned for many years Game Trackers Botswana, which is a neighboring country. And so as I was growing up, we would spend all of our school holidays and pretty much whatever time we had spare in northern Botswana. And I mean, I'm going back 20 years now. And over my lifetime, I've seen Botswana, which is still a premier Gambian area, become more and more commercialized. And so Zambia, on the other hand, has kind of retained that very unspoilt, uncommercialized aspect. So to me, I always see it as how Botswana was, which to me was its heyday kind of 20 years ago, you know. So it's absolutely beautiful. And I've been to Zambia itself and the South Luangwa National Park many times, and it has never failed to literally blow you away. It's absolutely a magnificent reserve. So for the setting of the yoga, walking and meditation safari, I chose the Bush Camps company for a number of reasons. This is a fairly well-known company in Zambia, and they have a flagship lodge called Mafui, which is, we actually spend two nights there, and then a number of bush camps that are located more in the remote areas of the park. And those camps only take 8 people, which is why this whole safari is limited to 8 people. So it's a very personalized and intensive safari. Mafui is of course quite a lot bigger, and it's a very established lodge. It's won various awards, including Best Game Lodge in 2009. And it's probably most famous because they have elephants that, kind of resident elephants that tend to come through the camp every October, November to get to the wild mangoes. So they literally walk right through the reception area and feast away on the mangoes. And it kind of happens every year. It's been filmed on so many different channels. But just really, really a very special experience. Going back to the lodges, we're using two of them on the safari. One is called Kapamba and the other one Zungulela. And both are located, in fact, all of the lodges are located close to water, so that you have literally this magnificent panoramic view of the water, and then all of the game that just comes down to drink during the day and often at night as well. In terms of wildlife, this reserve, or Zambia actually, has over 750 bird species, and all of them are absolutely beautiful. Well, the majority of them anyway. Of course, you get the small little brown jobs as you do in all countries, but the bird life in Zambia is absolutely fantastic. Then, of course, you have all of your big game, the elephants, lions, leopards, hyenas, hippos, wild dog, which is not seen as often in other countries. And then, of course, your plains game, the giraffe with their long necks, lechwe, zebra, wildebeest, etc. Very prolific wildlife, and because there are so few lodges in the area, your game viewing experience, whether you're on foot or on vehicle, is really unsurpassed. If you look at the more commercialized countries like Botswana or East Africa, it has become a lot more populated with lodges and what have you. And so you're really having to kind of share your experience with other vehicles from other lodges. Whereas there's something about South Luangwa, it's so big and so spread out that it's a far more intimate, intensely powerful experience, connection with the bush. Now, as you know, with most of my journeys, they do go to sacred sites around the world, but I also say and magical places, and that's and those tend to be natural places, and Zambia is no exception. To connect to the earth, to ground yourself, to connect to yourself completely, there's honestly no better way, no better place than the bush. Obviously, it's a completely natural setting. But when you are kind of alone in that bush atmosphere, and which is teeming with life around you, it really does shift your perspective, and you start seeing things in perspective. You know, just the stars at night. You know, you have no light pollution. So it's literally you and the stars, and the sky seems so much bigger. The stars seem closer and so much brighter. So everything that you experience is you get the opportunity to focus on where you might not, in day to day at home. The journey leader on the tour is Debs Carter, and she's been in the industry for many years, I think literally over 25 years. And she's been hosting yoga safaris for over 11 of those years. And I love her approach to yoga. It's very much towards the therapeutic style, which of course helps the group, with their body awareness and what have you. And what I love is that it caters to the advanced and the beginner yogis. The yoga sessions themselves include breath work, meditation, the various poses, and relaxation. And Debs will also lead the group through meditations, including slightly more unusual ones, a walking meditation, an eating meditation, and then, of course, various Zen meditations.
Sounds like the trip of a lifetime.
It really is. It's unique in so many ways. I mean, many people, of course, have been on safari in Africa, but to get the opportunity to travel with a small group, which is, it's only 8 people, limited because of the size of the bush camps, you can imagine the very intense, profound experience that you'll have with the daily yoga, with the game viewing, with the meditation, and kind of being very, very still and very present in the African bush.
Wow. And everyone listening who would be interested in checking out or even coming for this tour, they can go on to spiritualquestjourneys.com to find out more about it. Pita, thank you so much for showcasing this beautiful, uncharted land. I mean, it's not one of those destinations you hear about so much. So it's really incredible that you brought it into our awareness. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah. Yay. And we're so grateful for both of you, both goddesses in your own right, for joining us. Tanishka from starofishtar.com, and for our fabulous travel guru, for showcasing this fabulous destination. Wish you so much joy and so much luck with everything that you're doing. And Tanishka, thank you for being with us today and sharing with us all your amazing work. Thank you.
And I love the synchronicity of highlighting Zambia, because that is, like the home of Lilith, the serpent primal wild woman. Yeah. I just love that divine thread that runs through everything. Thank you so much for having me on, and just been an absolute joy.
Thank you. That is incredible. Pita, you picked a great one.
Absolutely. Guided clearly.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. We are wishing you all magical days. And, we, of course, cannot forget the nights of all the amazing cosmic ecstasy with infinite aloha blessings.
A harmonic new octave has arrived, so why not join us on Alternative Tuesdays at 2 p.m. PST for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.